If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. The psalm that we sang just a few moments ago, and so beautifully led by young Katie. If today you hear God's voice, and where does God speak to us? The easy answer is church. And if that was your first thought, you get points for that. God speaks to us in the scriptures that we proclaim, in the hymns that we sing, in the prayers and creed and responses that we recite. And often God speaks to us in our own thoughts as we pray here and sing and listen and thank God together. But God also speaks to us most often, and sometimes most clearly, wherever we are. And wherever we are is mostly not in church. God speaks to us where we are, in the midst of fulfilling and sometimes shirking whatever it is we're supposed to be doing. God speaks in the eyes of our loved ones, calling us to love. God speaks in the needs of coworkers and friends, calling us to patience and generosity and compassion. God speaks to us in our encounters with strangers, inviting us to see Christ in them. God even speaks to us in our enemies, challenging us to forgive and to work for peaceful solutions to our differences and conflicts. God never runs out of things to say to us. So if today we do not hear his voice, it's our own hearts that are to blame, not God. And if we rarely or never hear God's voice, it's not that God has fallen silent, but that we have lost the art of attention. And if God's voice is reduced to an inaudible whisper in our lives, perhaps it's time for us to turn down the noise and the distractions and all the other voices in our world that compete for our attention, all the chattering of the unclean spirits at work in our culture. You know the ones that say, have another drink, or another helping, or you have a right to your resentments, or it's someone else's fault that you're unhappy. Or get whatever you want and forget about who it hurts. Those voices. The people in the synagogue in Capernaum that day heard the voice of God in the words of Jesus. We don't know exactly what he said to them, but whatever it was, they were amazed. They were spellbound and astonished, because he spoke with authority, not like the scribes. And as we heard in the gospel, among those in the synagogue that Sabbath was a man with an unclean spirit. We don't know exactly what the New Testament writers meant by that. Unclean spirits and demons. Perhaps it was some sort of mental illness or possession or evil obsession. We don't really know. What we do know is this: Jesus brought out the best and sometimes the worst in people, wherever he went and whenever he spoke. If you were on his side, you would be willing to give your life for him. If you were not, you could not rest until he was gone, destroyed. Most of the people of his day didn't really know what to do with Jesus. And neither do we. Too often we give a tepid response to his voice in the gospel. Nice words, lovely sentiments, but what does it have to do with my life? We don't really know what to make of him. And if we really knew him, our response would probably be much more like the people of his day. We'd be amazed or annoyed. We'd love him or we'd hate him. We'd welcome him or we would fear him. We'd try to get rid of him or we'd be willing to die for him. Imagine if Jesus came to our home, your home, my home. What would that be like? Would we try to impress him? Would he make us nervous? Would we change our behavior, our language, the way we speak to each other? Would he be willing to watch the same programs on TV we do? What if we brought him to church with us? Would we sing louder? Would we pay more attention? Would we let the basket pass without putting anything in it? Would we still leave Mass early? Would we be comfortable or uncomfortable if he asked our views on capital punishment, gun control, abortion, immigration, who we're voting for, and why? What if he asked us how much time we spend with our family? Would that make us uncomfortable? Would we welcome Jesus as a guest in our home? Or would we breathe easier once he left? If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. God speaks. If we do not hear his voice, we might begin making an inventory of all the voices we do hear, all the other spirits that do all the talking. In the synagogue in Capernaum that day, even the unclean spirits recognized who was talking. "Have you come to destroy us, Jesus of Nazareth? We know who you are, the Holy One of God." And yes, Jesus came to destroy evil. He came to overpower whatever is unclean and ungodly in this world and in us. So if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.